For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Tim, it's a few months away, or so I believe, to when you're going to be appearing on Tipping Point Australia.
Yes. So I've always been a big fan of the show, and last year I got invited to go on, which is really cool. Met Todd Woodbridge, was super excited. It's kind of like the most elevated version of Trivia White, right? And you could win like 20 grand playing this general knowledge game. I got invited. I was so excited. I misspoke. I made a bit of a fool of myself. And like Todd Woodbridge, the host, and the studio audience, they laughed and laughed at me.
Yeah.
I was doing so well as well at that point, and it rattled me. And I'll be honest, it takes a lot for me to say this. I'm genuinely embarrassed by it.
Yep.
Because I misspoke.
You've had a sleepless night over this.
Yeah, literally. I don't have anything that keeps me up at night, but months ago this kept me up at night. And I got an email yesterday saying, "Hey Tim, thanks so much for being on the Tipping Point. Like the editing, obviously it takes a while, but we have the date that your episode's going to air, so you can know." And I said to you, I was like, "Well, I'm not going to tell anybody because I don't want anyone to see it."
No.
Like, it could be on tomorrow and I'm just not going to see it. You might not look at the TV. It's on 5 o'clock channel 9, I believe, every single afternoon. So it's going to be on soon.
Yeah. And I want to see this more than anyone, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that I need in my life. The second you told me about this, the second you said you'd had a slip of the tongue, I thought I cannot wait to have a screening. Maybe we'll do a listener party. Maybe we get a bunch of listeners.
Probably not.
We sit down and we all watched him on Tipping Point right here in the studio.
I said to you, if you want to know when the episode is, because again, I can keep my lips shut, my hairy lips shut, and then, sorry, I didn't need to go back for that. and everyone will just miss out on it. But I said, you had 24 hours to come up with something to offer me, essentially a trade. I'll give you the date if you give me something in return. Yep. I understand. I'm evil. I'm awful. But I know you want it this badly.
Yeah. Well, I've got three ideas for you. Let's just go through them.
Okay.
Look, the first one, I don't think it would work. It'd usually be my go-to in a situation like this, and that'd be the Digby treatment. A cheeky little flush.
No.
And I've said, no, this isn't a real one. This is something I would usually do.
Oh, for other men.
For other men. Obviously, highly inappropriate. Wouldn't work in this situation.
No, please don't flash me.
No, I'm not going to. I said I'm not going to. It's a treat. And
sounds
it's not
defensive like you want to, but I don't want it, Davo.
No, and I don't want to. Okay?
Sounds like it.
Number two, I give you free range on my dating apps for a full 24 hours. You can do whatever you want with my dating apps.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere. I quite like that.
This one I think you're too kind in that situation, and I actually think you would just genuinely try and find me a nice man.
Yeah, I think you're a beautiful person, and I think that and this is not to convince you to flash me.
No.
But yeah, I think I would get carried away and I go, "Oh, well, no, I don't want you to be stitched up because I think you're a great guy." Sorry.
Almost. Almost got a compliment out there, didn't you?
Sorry, yeah. All right, what's the last one?
The last one, and I think this is a genuine, solid offer.
Right.
I think I give you the power to post something, whatever you want, on my Instagram.
Ooh.
And it can be anything. It could be a hideous photo of me. It could be... like, it just could be anything. You could tag whoever you want in it. I'm going to give you free range for a post on Instagram. I'm not allowed to say anything about it for, let's say, a full 24 hours. Let's go 24 hours. Okay. I have to leave it up there and live with whatever you post on my Instagram. And as you know, I post a bit, but I also keep it quite tidy on there.
You do. Okay. This is great. Option one, it's a no.
Yeah, I know. It's a no from me as well. I just threw it out there.
I'm married, Davo. It's a no.
I hate it.
Option two excites me.
Yes.
Having the full range at your dating profile. But again, I'd like you to feel love or a human body. Whatever that is, whatever you need. But option three, getting to post something on the grid?
Yeah.
Okay. I have one caveat. I post on the grid. You can say something immediately, but you never get to take it down. Until if you quit this radio station in 5 years, you can do it then, but you can't take it down. Or like I don't think I'm going to post anything that hideous. You can't take it down.
I have to live with it.
You have to live with it. Or like you have to, you just got to live with it. You can't take it down.
But I can say that wasn't me. Like Shaggy style, it wasn't me.
12 hours.
Okay. So the deal, your counter offer is... you can post on my Instagram.
Yep.
I have to leave it on there.
Yep. And 12 hours, you're not allowed to like put up a story going, guys, Tim got my phone. This is a joke.
Okay. I really want to see the tipping point. It's a bloody deal.
Bang, we're on. Okay. Do you want to know the date? Because I'll tell you right now.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, write this down.
Wednesday, September 9th.
Oh,
5 o'clock, Channel 9.
Incredible.
That's going to be it.
Book it in your calendars.
A deal's a deal. You're on.
Tim and Davo.
Look, I've mentioned it once or twice, but when you're out there dating, it really is the Hunger Games. And let me tell you, I did not volunteer as tribute.
Some guy messaged you the other day and just said, do you think you look better in person than in pictures? And I don't know if he's saying he likes your pictures or he doesn't. And he goes, well, I'll give you a chance. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird thing to say.
He said, you look nice photos. Would you say you're nicer in person, though?
Right.
Interesting question.
So, yeah, it's a wild, wild west out there.
I swipe no to him, to be fair. So, yeah, it is a bit of the Hunger Games out there, but I'm not really going to dive into that. I want to talk about when you are dating, you're often drawn to specific types. Well, I find I often am.
Okay.
So, do you know, like when you were dating, and cast your mind back 15 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Did you find that you had a specific type?
I think I thought I was into women that were slightly older than me. Like, so when I was like, in my early 20s, I'd be like really into like girls that were in their like late
20s. Yeah, nice.
And I'd be like,
as a mature young man.
Yeah. And then, I was very attracted to specifically, and I don't know if this is all right, like Latin American type of girls.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no, there's a...
But I'm mostly attracted to Jessica Bulch, who lives with me.
Of course.
The mother of my child.
Mate.
She's my beautiful wife.
Tidy little number. I'm attracted to her too.
Is she your type as well?
I reckon maybe. Who knows? I'm out there trying my best. But I have a friend who is really specific with their type.
Okay.
Now, obviously, my type, usually I'm into someone that is definitely not interested in me. That's usually my...
At the moment, we'll do... taller than 6'3".
Yeah.
Has a pulse.
Yeah.
And that'll do.
Oh, that's so rude. But look,
tall and alive. Time to thrive.
Great. The bar is low. But no,
that actually sounds pretty high, 6'3".
So my friend Alicia, she's gotten to a brand new relationship and I'm really happy for her. She's been out there, like I said, doing the Hunger Games for a long time.
Yeah.
And I messaged her because she hard launched him on her Instagram yesterday. And I said, how exciting, congratulations, hope you're happy sort of thing. And she said, Davo, you won't believe it. This guy is also a magician.
Has she got history of dating magicians? That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know.
Close up magic.
Yes.
Will, honestly, I change my answer. My type specifically is also magician.
So Alicia, this is the third guy she's dated since I've known her who is a magician, dabbles in magic and close-up magic to be specific. The thing is, I get it. When you see someone nail a close-up magic trick, wow, it blows your mind.
What else can they do with their hands?
That's right. Wonder,
what
excitement.
What else will fit in that hat? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
But I just thought, I asked her, I said, are you hanging around the magician community? Like, where are you finding these magic men?
Is she just going
not
to
magic men. not like Channing Tatum,
magic
men.
Mike.
And that
magician
show.
Magician men.
Literal men with card tricks, with hats, with wands. Wands. But, you know, and I just think that's really interesting.
It's a very specific type. And that is the best thing I'll hear all afternoon. I can guarantee that.
Abracadabra. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like that.
I want to open up to our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners.
Gorgeous.
On 52232955. Do you have a specific type?
Yeah, like your dating history. Was it always magicians? Or was it always like athletes?
Yeah,
you know?
Have you dated nothing but men named John?
There was someone that used to work at this radio station. I won't say their name, but his type was essentially nationally recognized females in sport. like if they were, they had to be playing in like AFLW, WNBL, you know, WBBL. Like that was, he was like, yeah, that's it. For
I
me.
Mean, if we have another fan of magicians out there, give us a call.
5223295 What is your very specific type?
This is something you don't actually know about me, but close up magic, like I really love it, but it makes me want to throw up because I get so, it like rattles me.
That is the strangest thing I've ever heard, and we don't have time to unpack that fully. But we want to know the specific types that you have. Ava from the newsroom has come on in here. Ava, what is your specific type that you've noticed in yourself? And it takes a lot to recognize it within yourself.
I think it's more of a physical thing that my little sister has actually made fun of me for quite a bit.
That's nice.
It's just the rat boys.
Rat boys?
You know, the like Timothy Chalamet-esque, like...
Skinny boys.
Yeah, like, big nose, always, like big always ears. Got like the dark curly hair or something like that.
It's also the rat features. It's like a real like pointy in the face and it's like a... it's a look. I would also argue your is a long distance situation for you. You love a man overseas.
Anything that's within 400 kilometres is too close.
Yeah, I love an English man in particular, but I will settle for anyone that's about 10,000 kilometres away. Minimum.
Okay, so the bar is severely far away.
Right, well, much like me.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
And we are kicking with Ed Curno, thanks to Metro Old Geelong. Better service, better advice, better building solutions.
Yeah, we often say, you know, previous former Carlton player, current legend. And that's what we want to sort of focus on right now, a current legend, because the Legends game is coming up, Ed Curno, and we would really love to get you involved.
We would. Now, last year...
Legends only, Dave.
Well, it's the Vixen and the All-Stars. It is all for 4 and 20, and the game is for prostate cancer. They did an incredible job. Last year, we saw Gary Ablett Jr., Cyril Rioli. They've already announced Dusty Martin's coming back.
Huge.
For the Vix.
By the way... Superstars of the AFL, team.
Dusty Martin walked so Bailey Smith could run, don't you reckon?
100%. I mean... Ed Curno,
trying to work that out.
Last year, due to some scheduling conflicts, you were invited, but you were unable to.
I wasn't invited. I'm not sure where your mail is on this, Tim.
Your phone? I saw the text.
I saw it too.
It was a Dolphins night at training.
Yes, and you are the most committed local coach in footy across Geelong.
Professional
team.
How
are the Lawn Dolphins going?
7-1,
huge.
Flying.
But
and we play well away from home.
But I mean, you have done so much in your career. Let's not like let's be serious here. Of course, yes. Carlton, 200 games.
Wow,
huge achievement there.
Davo, we won 3 wooden spoons. Anyone could get a game. I reckon you might have played.
Really?
We turned over the list that many times.
But you're also obviously a very successful business owner from around the place. A very successful man.
I don't do anything. I'm just one of. You know, many that run around pretending they're trying to sell a plant.
Would you consider yourself a mogul?
A tycoon?
You guys got to stop. I'm not coming in.
Yeah, some would say enough. A corporate fat cat. You know what I mean? Oh.
That's what they call him down with Yang Wen when he goes to Casino Royale with all the Geelong players, recruits them to their farms and, you know, let's not go back to this.
Ed, I have noticed another thing, another venture that you've been going through recently, and it has been a little bit online. It seems like you have been sort of venturing into influencer territory. Would you agree?
The managers got to you and said you need to post more, haven't they?
Is what's going on?
Do you like the posting?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's great.
No.
Tell me the truth.
Ed, I love it because you never know what's coming up next. You post, and I say this with full honesty, some of the best photos of leaves and sticks that I have ever seen on social media.
Thanks, Tim.
Photos of your children.
Yeah.
So it is beautiful and we never know what's coming next, but you are entering that space and we love it.
Yeah.
I have noticed the more I'm trying to do like I've got this dump content philosophy.
Great.
And my followers are going the other way, which is unfortunate.
Oh, they're going.
I'm not sure they like the sticks. But I've just been watching it. I was like 10.9, 10.8.
Just dropping off.
Just dropping numbers.
Too controversial.
Well, this is the thing. You have been sort of in influencer territory, and I actually think this makes you more qualified for the Legends game than you think. Mm. Yesterday, Kane Corns had this to say.
the call out. I want the biggest, the best, the biggest influencers to play for us this year. So Gringe was huge last year. Even my man Tommy Sheridan. I want the Marmalade Boys. It's, we're the home of the influencer. They can have their AFL stars.
Yeah, they can have their Vicks and whatever else. We want the public to get involved.
Right.
So that was Kane Corns and Shane Crawford who are helping up the All Stars side. Now you are a Victorian. But
so that's not their team. So I'm not.
But you are an influencer.
You're an influencer. I think I need help,
Dave. I think I need help. If you're going to come in and bag out my sticks and stones pictures, you're going to have to help me out with my influencing.
Yeah, Dave, sure. I'll take you out for a photo shoot, mate. We can do a whole thing. It'll be great.
It'll be like twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito style.
Careful.
But, Ed.
I lawn train a lot though. It's
they say you keep saying they're a professional outfit. I think they're so professional that one night without their coach, I reckon they would be fine. It's a Thursday night, August 27 at Marvel 27. Tim. Your season will be over. I checked
online.
They'll
be locked in. What? Season over? What do you mean?
Ed Curno.
Going deep.
Can we say that we will investigate this further? We don't have to talk about it on air much anymore, but for the off air, let's try and get you involved in this game. And Dave and I will come. And we will get you, you know, bottles of Gatorade. We'll be there for you. I'll do the rub down, you know, put my hand up for that one.
Good on
you. And we'll investigate that. What do you reckon?
I'm happy to investigate further with you, Tim.
Wow. It's Tim and Davo.
Just at the outset here, just want to say, I only moved to Geelong 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm still very early in my living here. I want to live in Geelong and the surrounding areas for the rest of my life. But in that 4 years, obviously working at a radio station, I feel like you get to know the community very quickly because you just moved to town and you just go, I just need to get out. Just need to go and experience things.
Of course, that's what I've been doing the last 9 months.
Yeah, so you moved here 9 months ago. Now you there's not much that gets past you, Davo, when you got a net and just catch.
Talk about the hot spots that I found. Obviously that little mallop, beautiful little spot there.
Little mallop, I believe it's pronounced.
Torquay, hidden gem. If you don't know about it, a great little spot to go check out the beach.
What would you say in Geelong at least? Like name a few of like the nicer areas that you're aware of.
I mean Geelong West.
Yeah.
Not West Geelong, Geelong West.
Geelong West.
Hatton.
Indeed.
I mean, High Street's pretty nice too.
High Street. Now, High Street is reliable in Belmont. Now, I know that you have your grievances, like most people do, with the car park at the Coles and Kmart complex.
Having a good day. Don't remind me of that car park.
All right.
It absolutely sends me.
Will it make you feel better if I reminded you that your car's unregistered and as of today you actually can't drive it to that car park?
No, I actually have another week on it. I've been checking.
All right. Well, there's been a lot of chatter, and you know me, ears to the ground here.
Yeah.
Is that a saying?
No. I don't know.
Pulse in the street.
yep. Another great one.
I bleed these colours. And Belmont is, I almost got a, the people that own our house that we live in Armstrong Creek, we're renting. They are moving back in a few months. And my wife and I got so close to a rental in Belmont. And I think I said to you, I don't know what problems I have, but I said, this would solve all my problems. If I moved to Belmont, this would fix everything in my life. And it's still looking. So if you have a great rental that fits all the boxes I need, get in touch with me.
And you're thinking Belmont's the spot to be?
Everyone's thinking Belmont's
really?
The spot to be. In particular, High Street. So High Street, allegedly, is becoming trendy.
Mm-hmm.
High Street's going to be the new Paco. And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting nice. It's getting fancy. Shopping along places like Paco and High Street, it just hits different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, I know within the space of 250 metres, I can literally get everything I need. I mean, I can slightly walk uphill, so it's good for me.
Yeah, great.
I can pop in and see some incredible people that own these stores locally.
Yeah, I mean, I think High Street, it's not quite Paco yet, but it's certainly a nice little spot. It's great. I mean, it was definitely when I first moved here, I drove up there and I thought, yeah, this is a nice little area, great cafes.
Yes. So the Coles at the bottom of High Street where the Kmart is, that allegedly... That whole thing's being reworked. I believe a Woolies is going in there and potentially a Big W.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's been confirmed, but that's something that I've heard. The Coles up in the middle
with
of
your ears
High
on the
Street,
ground.
Yeah, with my pulse in the street. I believe it'll be shutting for 18 months, and a very fancy new Coles will be getting set up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly when that's happening, but I believe that is confirmed. But this, the heart of High Street's going to remain. Like, obviously, you've got the Belmont Pub as well, which is doing absolute numbers. What a view.
Do you know that pub goes nuts? There are people all the time. And I know, no, but honestly, like, you look at some of the venues around the city that are struggling at the moment, and you look at the Belmont Hotel, which is, you know, a great spot, but it's not anything that's like...
Out there,
that's crazy, that's bringing people in. It's just a local pub that people froth.
Yep, so New Paco is going to be High Street, and it's going to happen gradually. The great people of the Geelong Advertiser, they've been doing some footwork of their own, walking up and down, speaking to shop owners and that, and people saying, yeah, long term, this is going to be excellent, but getting there could be a little bit like, for lack of a better term, dicky. This is getting fixed, this needs to shut down, you know, a little bit of messing around.
Mucking around.
Yeah, so that's the hot tip. So I think, you know how we do say Harton?
Mm-hmm.
Belmont could start getting into the vocab.
Mm-hmm. Will we drop the T like Belmont? Lovely.
There we go. We're on here.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.